six merry murderesses of the Cook County Jail in their rendition of the Cell Block Tango.
Pop. Six. Squish. Uh-uh.
Cicero. Lip shit.
Pop. Six. Squish. Uh-uh.
Cicero. Lip shit. Pop. Cicero, lip shit.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
Cicero,
lip shit.
You know how people have these little habits that get you down? Like Bernie. Bernie likes to chew gum. No, not chew. Pop. Well, I come home this one day and there's Bernie laying on the couch chewing. No, not chewing, popping. So I said to him, I said, Bernie, you pop that gum one more time. And he did. So I took the shotgun off the wall and I fired two warning shots into his head.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame.
I met Ezekiel Young from Salt Lake City about 2 years ago, and he told me he was single, and we hit it off right away. So we started living together. He'd go to work, he'd come home, I'd mix him a drink, we'd have dinner. Then I found out, single my ass. Not only was he married, well, he had six wives, one of them Mormons, you know. So that night when he came home, I mixed him his drink as usual. You know, some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
He had it coming, pop six. He had a hot six for lip. He took a flower, pop six. In his car, and then he used it, pop, and he abused it. Six, it was a murder, but not a lie. Six for lip shit.
Now I'm standing in the kitchen, carving up the chicken for dinner, and in storms my husband Wilbur in a jealous rage. You've been screwing the milkman, he said, and he kept saying, you've been screwing the milkman. Then he ran into my knife. He ran into my knife 10 times.
If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
Mit kara shakinit. Os monje kora hirschlag um lepok tau ferje met en megle chok tamu fait. Den nemiga shen art klan vayuk. Nem tudo me punyan ku sam hodjen tettem. Probal da morin de shek me mayerashne den emerte tek me.
But did you do it?
Uh-uh. Not guilty.
My sister Veronica and I did this double act, and my husband Charlie traveled around with us. For the last number in our act, we did these 20 acrobatic tricks in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Splits, spread eagles, flip-flops, backflips, one right after the other. Well, this one night we were in Cicero, the three of us, and we were in this hotel room boozing and having a few laughs, and we run out of ice. So I went out to get some. I come back, open the door. There's Veronica and Charlie. Doing number 17, the spread eagle. Well, I was in such a state of shock, I completely blacked out. I can't remember a thing. It wasn't until later, when I was washing the blood off my hands, I even knew they were dead. They had it coming.
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 They took a foul
along.
Lipschitz. He was a real artistic guy, sensitive, a painter, but he was always trying to find himself. He'd go out every night looking for himself, and on the way he found Ruth, Gladys, Rosemary, and Irving. I guess you can say we broke up because of artistic differences. He saw himself as alive, and I saw him dead.
The dirty bum, 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 bum. The dirty bum.
Number 17, the spread eagle.
Artistic differences.
I betcha.